increasing your sales numbers is a matter of creating an effective selling framework just for you and listening more than speaking when it comes to communication skills. But it's also about the whole salesperson. Today on Small Talk, Big Returns, what does it take to be a whole salesperson? Richard Coles of Coles Training International tells us more.
It's a range of skills. You could be technically brilliant. You know everything about the product inside and out, and that's good. But you don't have time management, or you don't have good communication skills, or you don't have an understanding of my problem, or you're a poor planner, or you're not proactive and you don't get back to me when you promise. You don't have empathy, can't handle your stress, you're very poor on the telephone. So what I've just said, all those competencies will help you do the following. Selling is creating a desire in the prospect to own your product and service as the means to satisfy identified needs. You can't just do that, have great sales techniques in terms of you know what the product does. And that's very important. Don't misunderstand me. But you have to be well-rounded.
You also did mention time management. What are the most common mistakes people make in this area that they can correct?
We go back to the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. That's one of the first things that comes to my mind, amongst others. The 80-20 rule is, and this has proven true to me, and as I talk to many salespeople in my work now as a consultant trainer, they say the same. That means that 20% of your clients represent 80% of your turnover, your revenue. And I asked them, is this still true today? And I said, oh, yes, Richard, it absolutely is true. So the 80-20 rule, realize the importance of that. Secondly, priorities. Have a sense of priorities. Your priorities each day will help meet your performance goals. It will help your performance review. It's what you're hired to do. We sometimes lose sight of what we're actually there to do. And so keeping your eye on the ball and a sense of priority will help do that. Thirdly, think in advance. Think about your client. In my sales course, what I do first thing in the morning is I hand out newspapers to all the group. I actually split up a section per three people, and I give them a marker. And I say, go through that newspaper and circle all the sales possibilities, all the sales leads that you can see. And then after 6 minutes, I want to hear what you've got. And it's amazing what they find. Then I ask them, do you do that in your work? Spend 5 or 10 minutes at the beginning of the day looking at the paper, looking at market intelligence, and they said, well, actually, no. I said, this is vital because you've already identified for me in your groups totally 30 to 40 sales opportunities here in Singapore today. It's typically in Singapore, another company opening, the typical types of opportunities. On my last trip, there was a company based in another Asian country that decided that country didn't necessarily provide the infrastructure they were looking for. And so they said, well, Singapore does, and they fast-track within days that this company, which had 400 employees, transplanted itself. That's where you have to make a phone call, double-check, so on and so forth. Expansion, typically introducing a new product, typically raising the capital count, the employee count of a company. All these are signs that maybe there's some business here for me. Planning your day geographically, it's often the details that are differentiators. That's what I used to tell the guys. I said, we do little things better than anybody else, but when you accumulate those little things, they all add up to quite a difference between you and your competitor. When a client asked the sales rep for a sales quote, a quote on travel, because I was in the airline business, I would say, don't forget to put at the bottom another new innovation that we're coming up with. Just add it to the bottom. Don't go overboard. One sentence, two sentences. Make sure they're aware of the extra flight we're introducing next week or something. So take opportunity was a great expression I used to use. Take opportunity to sell, but don't get too heavy, and it has to be done very smartly.